I'm reading from a new book manuscript. The book will be called Rising and Falling. Presumably will be available next year. But I want to interrupt it before I read the very last poems and read a poem. It's a poem called Sticks and Stones, and I'm reading it for my colleagues on this trip. If you've been around literary people when they gather together, you understand that they often behave poorly in that format. And yet I've been with a group of other writers for 7 days where in an atmosphere with no jealousy, no jockeying for ego position, no bickering, an aura of goodwill, and kindliness toward each other's privacy and our, as well as our mutual enterprises. And I was impressed. And in honor of that, I thought we were all good. In honor of that, in honor of our continuing virtue, no, in honor of those 8 days, I want to read a little poem called Sticks and Stones. It's a poem I wrote for myself as a charm, thinking in a rather depressed manner, as you'll discover when the poem gets on its black way, about how poorly literary people can sometimes behave. Sticks and Stones. Because I have lived by poetry, lines nag me lovingly, like these from Rettke's notebooks. I'm sick of women. I want God. And does God want all this attention? Or Margaret Atwood's lines, you become slowly more public. In a year, there will be nothing left of you but a megaphone. Soon, will I be reciting these lines? Will there be a party after the reading? Who will be there? Moonrock, the anthologist. A woman poet, afraid of living on her looks, may she grow older. There will be groupies. May their pubic hair clog the teeth of bad poets. There will be the poet whose marriage poems are really about his writing students. May his divorce poems be better. There will be the poet overlooked by Moonrock. May he turn in his sleep like a lottery drum. The dark prince will be there in a dust jacket, sexual strip miner, and dust Midas, a love only a mother could face. Someone will know a cruel joke so funny he'll tell it anyhow. Will Twitch the ironist be there? Will the best young poet in America be there? Dervish will be there. May his disciples return to him the gift of himself. We don't need each other. We need ceremonies of self-love performed without witnesses. We need to leave the party like a car starting across the fields. It is time to be lost again, weeping into the trenches of our palms until the hands are flooded and the need begins to grow like rice in a paddy to hold something. Then if I pick up a pen and write a poem, I will want to read it to someone, and the poem will be the party to honor whomever I read it to. A fallen apple branch cut into firewood, cold milk in the morning, a long walk at night.